Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, Princess kept the view.
Late great Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. One of my favorites of his, Watchtower. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Fisher's our guest, our good friend, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, certified financial planner, and an educator, right? Right, Bob?
Absolutely. I teach thinking to small business owners.
There you go. And we're talking about that kind of thinking. In previous segment, we talked about anchoring, how we sometimes we can help people anchor at a conclusion to our advantage, or sometimes we get anchored in areas where we need to get unconnected. Stories is another area that you talk about, Bob. And as you know, I've been encouraging people to tell stories for years in my book. A whole chapter on stories, just because as I've said, the original marketing, advertising, branding world was all that we know now. It all arose from stories, didn't it?
It did, absolutely.
So talk to us about stories.
I want to tell a story about a purchase I made, and several years ago, I was buying a hunting blind. We in Virginia hunt a lot of deer. And a hunting blind is kind of like a camouflage tent in mm-hmm. which you hide inside and wait to ambush the deer. So I was talking on the phone to the guy about the hunting blind.
Send all the emails to Bob Fisher at...
Yes, absolutely. I was talking to the guy about buying this hunting blind. This is a top-of-the-line hunting blind. And I said, well, you know, one of the things I'm a little concerned about is that, you know, you put the blind out there and it's different and the deer maybe will stay away from it because it's new. And this guy tells me this story with this word picture. And he says, well, let me tell you something. I sold one of these blinds to this other fella, and deer are very curious. And he had a 10-point buck that was running through the woods, and he was hot and sweaty, and then he saw the blind, and he came up sniffing around, and this is what he did. He said, and this buck was smearing snot on the blind.
Thank you for that visual, Bob.
It's a little disgusting, I know, but it's a word picture, and if you're mm-hmm. a hunter and you think about a 12-point buck that close to you,
yeah,
it gets your heart going pitter-patter.
Oh, boy, you're almost shaking in your shoes.
Shaking in your boots, absolutely. Now, what chance did I have to get off the phone without giving him my credit card after he told that story with that word picture?
Yeah. Well, it didn't matter whether it ever actually happened or not, right?
Well, you know, actually, it didn't, because it happened in my mind.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, another thing that I'd like to talk about is the different kinds of closes that salespeople have.
Mm-hmm.
There are 13 classic closes, but there are an infinite number of variations on those. And one of the great closes of all time is the similar situation close.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a similar situation close, you have to tell your prospect a story. They've told you what their problems are, their objections, their concerns, their desires, their expectations. They've told you all that, and they haven't quite made the decision to sign on the dotted line. And a similar situation close is where you weave a story. It can be true, or it can be an aggregation of different experiences on how you and your company have helped other companies solve similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it works like a charm. It's not manipulation. It's just helping people make a decision. Sometimes they need that. The similar situation close is a story close.
And, it goes back to your point. If you believe in your product or service, and you really believe your customer will benefit from it. You're just helping them make decisions that are in their own best interest.
That's exactly right. Yeah, one thing we know is some customers won't actually say, I'll take it. You have to put the pen in their hand, form their fingers around it, put the hand on the line, on the contract, and then bump their elbow to get the signature started. How about that story?
I think that's a terrific story. I think that's a terrific story.
And I didn't mention anything about anything coming out of her nose or anything, did I?
No.
Not the least bit disgusting. All right, so what else about stories?
Well, the key thing in understanding this, and remember, the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, was about making good investment decisions. And one of the things that stories can do is they can cause us to ignore the empirical data and ignore the facts because we're so entranced with the story. And so that's why in my book, I recommend using rule sets to mm-hmm. make decisions because they're not emotional and they don't get caught up in these stories that can be so powerful. I mean, that story that I told, the guy told it to me over 10 years ago, I still remember it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, and people love stories. The thing is, yeah, I said long before there was advertising and branding, there were stories. Long before the written word, there were stories. That's how society has been built. Humanity was built off of stories. So, folks, it's still powerful. We haven't changed in that way. Human beings haven't changed in thousands of years. We still like stories. We like to tell them. We like to hear them. Use them in your business. It'll help you. Tintail, right back with Bob Fisher. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.